Let us go to the book of Luke today for our thought for the day. Our thought for today will be entitled Sincere Praying. And we find the example of this in Luke, the 18th chapter, verses 18 through verse 23. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, All these I have kept from my youth up. Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, Yet likest thou one thing, sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. Let us look at the fruit of the sincere praying that this young man did here, this rich young ruler. Sometimes we do sincere praying, and then sometimes we really don't want the answer that we really obtained through sincere praying. This I have seen in my life and my experience with human beings. So here was a rich young ruler, and he came and said, Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Another account of this lesson says that he ran and that he kneeled, and then he prayed or he inquired. So these are some of the conditions for sincere praying: to be in a hurry, to be zealous, to find the truth, and then to kneel down, bend your knee in a demonstration outwardly that you're bending your heart and your will, your mind inside. And then he inquired, Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why call thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. So in a secret way, he was telling this rich young ruler, I am God in flesh. He did not rebuke him for calling him good. He did not rebuke him for calling him a master. He just merely said, There's none good but God, or I accept the title, or I accept the recognition that I am good. I accept the recognition that you have given unto me. I am the Word in flesh. I am God in flesh, because the Word said in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh, and we beheld His glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so Jesus said unto him, you know the commandments. And he touched his relationship with man. And he said, Well, all this I have done from my youth up to the best of my ability. And then Jesus touched his relationship with God. He went then to the inside of his heart and touched the idol of his heart. Jesus was God in flesh. And when we run to him, and when we bow our knees to him, and when we inquire of him, then we should accept him as the God of our life. God in flesh, God incarnated in the person of Jesus Christ. And let him then be the teacher. Let him be the master. Now the rich young ruler accepted him in the beginning as a good teacher, a good master, and accepted even the revelation of Jesus Christ that he was God in flesh. And yet then in the final analysis, he rejected the words of Jesus Christ. So Jesus said to him, yet likest thou one thing. Isn't that sad that we could pray, we can run to Jesus, we can bow our knees, we can inquire, we can pray sincerely unto him. And then when we obtain the answer to our prayer, then we reject that answer sometime. So this young man inquired. He prayed sincerely for truth. What is the way to eternal life? Who is the way to eternal life? What must I do? And Jesus Christ said, Thou likest one thing. And go sell all that you have and give to the poor. In other words, if I'm God in flesh, if I'm the good master, then go and feed my poor out there. The poor are God's poor because they're God's creatures. And if God is the master of our life, then he has the power, the right, the authority, the preeminence and the prerogative to tell us to go and distribute our possessions, which are not really ours, unto then his people, God's people, God's poor, go and distribute unto my poor self, and set to, and give that unto the poor. Then he said, in so many words, set your heart on things in heaven. Now give to my poor, my creatures down here, and then put your heart on my abode and my throne in heaven. And so the rich young ruler, he didn't like so much what he heard. So he said in another place, and when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And so the rich young ruler, the word says in another account that he went away sorrowful. He went away with a grudge. He went away with an ill will. And so a lot of times we pray sincerely, and then God gives us the answer to our prayer. And then we have a grudge against God because the truth was not of the color. It was not of the caliber. It wasn't of the level that we had anticipated, that we had expected, that we desired. We wanted God to give us truth on our terms, but we cannot do that. And so this has always been a warning to me, this lesson here. Let it be our thought for the day. Let it be a warning to us that even though we know how to pray sincerely, even though we know how to run to Jesus Christ, even though we know how to kneel before Him, even though we know how to pray and ask for truth, because this is what the young man did, ask for life, ask for living truth, then let us take heed to his behavior, that we not commit the same offense against God. And that's after he gives us the truth, then we reject the truth and we go our own way with a grudge, with an ill will. Oh, let us not miss. Let us have the truth engraved in our heart that we seek Jesus and we pray sincerely. And then when that light comes, when that truth comes, let us rise up early to be obedient to the truth. May we ask God to engrave this upon the fleshly tables of our hearts that we might be obedient unto Him. Such a lesson here, so precious, so wonderful, so marvelous is the Word of God. It is indeed a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. It will show us the way because Jesus is the way. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for thy goodness, thy mercy, and for this word of truth, this word of life and light. We pray, oh God, that you would indeed help us to and teach us how to pray sincerely and then obey the truth that we receive in answer to sincere prayer, because we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.